Hello.
Hey, Joseph, this is Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing okay. I've actually been pretty ill over the last few days, kind of getting over a flu. Aziz asked me to give you a call as soon as possible this morning. I guess there's a charge made to your account that I was unaware of. Can you let me know what you were charged so I can figure this out for you, please?
How much I was charged?
Yeah, so he said you called. I guess you spoke to him on the cell phone yesterday, but I want to see what's going on here. But I'm just getting it.
Yeah.
What were you charged?
Okay, I'm trying to log into my account so I can tell you how much
sure.
It is. It was $133.58.
Okay. Let's see.
Yeah, and he said that he emailed me.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Can you say that once more?
I said, and he emailed me a copy of my driver's license and like a statement or something. But there was, you know, there was nothing on the statement. And but the
okay.
Yeah,
I know what
the statement was blank.
I know what's going on here. So. I'm gonna have him scan over copy. It's because of Adobe. Are you looking on your phone or your computer?
My phone.
So on your phone, it will show as blank. So we funded your transaction on 10/14. It's called the interim rent, which is the partial payment. You paid your first payment and last payment due at signing, correct?
Yes, and whenever I spoke to the lady on the phone,
yeah,
I had gone over every single detail, and I even asked, you know, was there anything else that would be coming out? And I covered absolutely everything. I said, because I need to know right now, is there anything else that will be taken out beyond this amount? And she said, no. And I said, okay, I need to confirm that there was nothing being taken out. Then I get a second phone call, to go over the same thing. And then I said, we've already covered all this. I said, and I confirmed that there was no other money.
And you wanted the payment date of the first, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I go up over front because I don't like to have anyone upset. I want to keep every customer happy. That's my goal here. So the billing cycle, if it's the first,
I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying that the second person that I spoke with that called me to go over the exact same thing. And I went over the exact same thing again and even confirmed the second phone call that nothing else was going to be taken out until the first and my payment and what it would be, blah, 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 blah.
That's correct. So I think I can explain if you give me an opportunity here. So
I know what you're going to say. You're going to talk about interim rent.
Yes, because that covers the 14th to the first of the month, but it's not taken out by Pawnee. It's taken out by Bank of Cardiff. Because we sell the transaction to them. That's why it's $122.37 and it's plus $11.31 of tax. That was the amount $133.58 exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's all that's happening. It's not a recurring charge. It's 16 over 30 days for the rest of October, and that's why November is prepaid and you're not getting a bill until December 1st.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I understand what that is. And then whenever I talked with Azeed, and then he never even, and he never got back to me because I explained the situation then. And so then, no phone call until I discover it myself.
I think, and I don't think anyone's trying to be like, trying to hide it from you. That's when he emailed you the statement, it's because it doesn't open on the phone. We've had a lot of customers who have told us they don't
know. But I called back about that issue.
Oh, on the statement?
Yes. I called back. I spoke with Aziz. I explained everything then, and then was going over all of that. And I told him that everything was blank on my end, so he's perfectly aware of that.
No, Aziz is a great guy. He's extremely busy, so it's just a miscommunication. Here's what I'm going to do. Do you have access to, like, a traditional PC, or do you do everything on your phone?
No, I mean, I do have access to one.
Well, if you can give me about an hour, I can't do it myself, but I can have I'm going to have someone print out a copy of this interim and scan it over to you, because if it's a scan, then you should be able to view it on your phone. It's not an electronic format. and maybe that will help kind of sort this issue out. But can you give me an hour to do
so? No, I mean, it is what it is. You know, it is what it is. There's no change in that. I'm just saying that, you know, I covered my bases several times, spoke with even a Z, a second time after the email came to me. Nothing was done, no contact back, nobody let me know what was going on, nothing. So this is where we are right now.
Okay. I'd obviously like to keep you, Joe. I've always got limited power here. Is there something that I can do?
Huh? Well, no. It is what it is. I mean, you all are doing whatever you need to do. I'm just saying that you all dropped the ball whenever I covered my bases, period, all the way around, because I needed to make sure, because nobody let me know. That's why I asked both times on two different phone calls. Two different phone calls from two women.
Yes, but Joe
I was covering that. And when I spoke with
them, they're saying Pawnee for future payments to come in the first. We do have to. I'm not trying to say, oh, it's part of the contract, but it's part of the contract. We have to cover the days between when we fund the vendor, when we lease payment, and when we start the billing cycle. I don't have the power to reverse that.
But no. I understand that. But I'm just saying that I did everything on my part, and Aziz was the one that dropped the ball.
Well, I can talk to him in about an hour, you know, when I have a chance, and kind of make sure we kind of clear up this issue for the future. But I appreciate your feedback. But if there's anything else specific I can do, I'm just trying to say I'll do it. I'm trying to do everything in my power here.
Yeah, it's just that I made sure to cover all my bases. Because you and I had this conflict over that interim rent to begin with, because you kept trying to explain something, and then I was trying to explain it, and then you were like, blah, 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 you know. So you understand that was already on the table.
Yeah, no, I wanted you to be aware of it, because I don't want someone calling me upset. And I think the whole issue is it just doesn't open on your phone. That's just the whole issue. And then you asked, and no one got back to you. So I can understand your frustration. But
yeah, because I was trying to understand what was going on, and everything else, and then that wasn't what followed through.
Okay,
that was Aziz's fault.
Well, I'll speak to him when he gets in, and I'll make sure we scan these over instead of putting it on the phone for future reference.
Well, I mean, I can open the same email from a computer.
It's going to show up. If it shows up on your
computer. It's in my email, so, I mean, you send in another one, it's just going to be a duplicate.
No, I'm saying if you want, I can scan you a copy. All that's happening is you've got a blank form because it doesn't open correctly on cell phones for some reason. If you're previewing it on your phone. So I've had this issue. If you open the tab from your email and you preview it, it's not going to show up. But if you actually download it, it does show up. It's just a communication issue.
Yeah, because he didn't do his job.
I'll speak to him.
I appreciate you calling me back. He was the one supposed to call me back this morning, but that apparently got shifted to you.
Yeah, he asked me to call him for you first thing, so I'll make sure I follow up, and thanks again for your time. I appreciate you. I'm sorry for the confusion.
Yeah, he was the one supposed to call me today.
Okay.
Thank you.
And you also understand your insurance.